John Norsterkenius.
That was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American Marketer! Quarter charcoal, that bastard!
Bees!
Boom, wink.
The Finnish Conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not vomit me, Kenny. Do not vomit me.
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 105 of Three in the Box, your Underground Wild podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, September 19th, 2016. This is Aaron. And this episode, we talk about the Three in the Box Power Play Fantasy League. And
we're Power Play!
And if you're watching, we're also on YouTube right now, streaming live video.
That's new.
Don't look.
Don't look. just listen. Do not put it on your phone while you're driving. We don't need to cause any accidents by Kenny's nudity.
Any publicity is good publicity.
Man crashes car while watching nude podcast.
I thought I could only blind people when the sun directly hit me.
So Three in the Box is now a nudist podcast?
Sure.
Okay.
No.
Three outside the box? Since this is a little weird podcast, we're not going to really talk about what's going on right now. It was just time for us to chit-chat and test our new little rig here.
Yeah.
So we're going to do what we're calling the Three in the Box Power Play Fantasy League.
Power Play.
So what we're doing is we're each going to draft a team consisting only of Minnesota Wild players, from the worst network for hockey, ESPN, will track the stats for us, Roto Fantasy Hockey style.
So, obviously, there are three of us, so no goalies, and since this is the power play league, we each pick three forwards, one defenseman, and then fill out the last spot with either a forward or defenseman, you know, whatever we feel like, just like a real power play unit.
But, unlike normal fantasy hockey, this is no move league. No move, no money, no funny. That's right.
Kind of like the real wild power play.
Yeah, what you pick is what you get. There's no free agents, no pickups down the road, nothing like that. So your player gets injured, too bad, so sad. If somebody gets traded to Buffalo.
Sucks to be you.
I guess
sucks
so.
Sucks to be them.
However, we can trade amongst each other.
Oh.
So if I get to draft Parisi and Kenny gets a Suter, we can do a Parisi for Suter trade if we so choose.
It's like trading Pokemon cards.
All right. And the draft will be Serpentine, which means we'll go 1-2-3, 3-2-1, et cetera, throughout the entire thing.
So first person picks first and sixth. Is that right? Yeah.
First, sixth,
second, and fifth, and
seven,
third, and fourth. Yeah.
And this is going to be determined by the all-time favorite, rock, scissor, paper.
It's only fair, right?
Scissor, rock, paper, you mean?
Scissor up.
Scissor up. Scissor up, rock, paper.
Okay, you guys ready to get this draft started?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep. So we're going on 1-2-3, blah?
One, two,
no. We're going to go on rock, paper, scissor, go.
Wow, you're making things confusing here.
You guys ready? Rock, paper, scissor, go. Ooh, look at that with the number one.
So Jive gets pick one, number one. So now it's between me and Kenny for number two.
Number two.
Okay. I get number two.
All right.
So Kenny gets number three and four. So... with this, we've got a list of players in front of us that will help us remember who's on the team this year and who's been drafted so we don't have a double pick. So we might as well start with Jive.
Is one of us filling out our are you
filling out? I will be filling out the bracket. I will
highlight the guys that are taken.
Okay, sounds good. So Jive, you get pick number one.
And with pick number one of the first round, Team Jive is going to take Zach Parise.
That was an easy, easy call.
I saw you already had your marker there.
Yeah, I was ready for that one. So I get second pick. You know, we are using ESPN's default stats for a Roto League. One of them is time on ice. So I feel obligated to go for it. I'm going with Ryan Suter.
Suter.
Yeah, that plus minus is going to balance that out, though. Oh, let's
He'll
see.
Get some garbage time power play points, though, and that is also a category.
And just a couple minutes on ice.
All right, so we have.
Well, we don't. That though is still to be determined, though. Too sorry to interrupt.
He might be playing less time, yeah. According to Boudreau.
Yeah,
so.
Boudreau might change that up.
So we got the two big guns right off the bat.
Those are big guns.
Well.
Oh.
I think for
USA. USA.
For the number 3 draft overall, I think I'm going to go with Koivu.
All right. And then you get 4 as
I
well.
Get number 4 also.
So you're kind of you're sitting pretty there, I got to say.
So number 4. Oh boy.
Now get serious.
Now it does. I think, you know what? I saw him start coming up after we got rid of, what's his name? I already forgot his name. It's that good. He's out of his doghouse, Yo's doghouse. I think I'm going to go with another center. I think I'm going to go with Holla.
Holla.
Oh, okay.
Don't you holla.
All right. So it's my pick now. I'm going Eric Staal. I need a forward. I don't have a forward yet, so I've already kind of made my defensive bet, I guess, if you want to say that. And I'm hoping we need him to turn around this year, so I might as well hope for it.
Turn around.
Aaron,
I thought you were going to go with turn the beat around.
Turn the beat around.
Great. We just got a DMCA takedown notice now.
Passion. Jive. Your next two picks.
My next two picks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since Suter is off the board, and I'm thinking that I'm going to want to grab something strong defensively here before I send it back your guys' way. And a person who I guess I feel is going to be a lot bigger contributor to the Wild this year as he continues to grow. I'm going to, you know, go with Dumba.
Ooh.
Why not?
Interesting choice.
Dumba to Team Jive.
All right.
And your next pick.
And for my next pick, this is a tough call. You know, I've got a few guys that I'm thinking between here for a forward.
There's a few of them.
There's still a few good ones left on the board there. But overall, I think who also is going to have a breakout year this year is one Mr. Charlie Coyle.
Wow. All right.
Aaron, I believe that goes back to you.
I get the sandwich picks here. You guys get 2 in a row and I don't. So I'm always like left waiting. Okay, that's his first one. Okay, he's going to leave me the other guy I want. Okay, cool. Or not, you know.
Yeah.
So I've got there's a few good choices here. You know what? I'm going to go with Granny. I think maybe playing along Miko, if that ends up happening, that's going to work out well. So I'm going to go with that Granny as
you know, and he's
finished
been,
conspiracy.
He's been doing well as a wing.
Yeah, so I mean, I have to hope for that to work out.
So Aaron, you got your D. Chive, you got your D. I need to get my D.
Kenny needs the D.
Kenny needs the D. you know, Suter's gone. Dumba's gone. I think I'm going to go with Scandella.
Good pick.
Yeah, that's solid. Pick. Solid.
And then for my next pick. Ooh, let's see. What do we got? Holy shit. Why are the Wild so stacked with centers right now? And not all of them are going to play. I'm just looking at our list, and at least the default position is center. And it's
most
like,
of them won't play center, though. That's the thing.
So I think, you know, for my next pick, I think I'm going to go with El Nino.
Hmm.
Another forward.
All right. Well, so, it's
Aaron, where are we sitting at right now? I know my that last pick of mine would have started the next round.
That is your fourth pick. So we're on round number four.
And we're going five rounds.
Five rounds.
You know, I think with what I see is on the board, I got to go with the best player, even though I don't think he's really that great. And I'm going to go with Jason Pominville. I run the risk of...
He was going to go at some point.
He was not going to be left undrafted, so I think I have to go with him at this point. Fourth round pickup, I think that's not bad, actually, on a Wild team, you know?
Yeah. And for myself, for my fifth and final pick.
Nope, this is your fourth.
Fourth.
Oh, this is my fourth.
I started the fourth round.
Oh, yep. I see how that works.
Yeah.
Okay. For my fourth overall pick in the fourth round. Yeah, something like that.
Your fourth round pick is...
Hey, Jive, I'll trade you a fifth round pick for your fourth.
From Newport Beach, California, Mr. Jason Zucker.
You know, he started off very strong last year with those breakaway goals. You know, we'll see.
He'll be there.
So, your fifth round and final pick for you?
My fifth and final pick. So, this is going to round out my team, and this is going to kind of be... what would we call him? Utility guy, floater guy is how we described that. So this one's going to be for a little bit of fun, but why not? Coming in hot. Chris Stewart.
Nicely done. Well, that leaves my last pick here. I think you've left a few good choices on the board here, but, you know, I think it's really between two, in my opinion. That'd be between Spurgeon and Brodin, and I'm gonna go Spurgeon. I like his point scoring chances better. I think Brodin's gonna get that first line minutes, but I'm gonna go with Spurgeon.
Good choice.
And now I got the tough decision of picking the very last.
Yeah, you do.
Of the very first three in the box power play fantasy.
Yeah.
So. Aaron, I'm kind of glad you left Brodin, because Brodin, you know, as we had just talked about in our top 33, has led the Wild in block shots and has been up there.
Yeah.
He's also playing first-line minutes with Suter.
Right.
Now, we are under new coaching regimen. So.
But that he's still going to be on top of the Wild more than likely, and that's all that matters is that it's on the top of us.
Us.
You know?
So I think I'm going to go 2D. And I think I'm going to go with Brodin.
All right. So it's going to be potentially a two-horse race between me and you with time on ice counts. Jai's going to be at the bottom, but he's got a lot of forwards. So this is going to be interesting.
And, you know, your D are going to have more time on ice than your forwards are.
Yeah, so it's going to be interesting how this plays out. I don't know that we really have anything else to talk about.
No, that was it.
Special little show where we briefly talked about something Wild related.
We would love to hear your opinions on anybody that we missed in order that we took guys on.
Tell us why we are stupid for picking who we picked, because odds are we probably were stupid at some point.
And somebody's going to get traded right at the beginning of the season.
And we'll make this league public so you can go and see what our rankings are and how poorly we're doing throughout the year. And
how bad I whooped these guys.
We'll revisit this as time goes on. I don't know. I feel pretty good about my team. I don't know about you two, but I'm pretty confident in my...
Well, I mean, obviously you both got the all-stars of the team.
Yeah, but Suter... I got Suter. And that's...
Glider.
I got the glider. We'll see if that works out for me.
I did kind of take over the center spots, at least one of them.
Well, and with the exception of, well, I guess, you know, I got Pominville, I got Suter, and I got Stahl. So I got three of the oldest dudes on the team. We'll see how that does with the no injury replacement rule we've got. See how that fares for me.
I almost feel like we should do like a Bodie McBoke. boat face type thing and let the people
choose our
team names.
And since I should add that ESPN has a 4-team minimum.
Oh yeah, so who's on our fourth team?
Well, we've got 7 players left. 6 if you don't include Joel Eriksson Ek. So I don't think we really include him. But I think our backup team.
Should we just each take a player and then decide on the fourth?
Yeah. Okay.
Decide on the fourth and the fifth. Yeah.
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
And we got to keep.
Let's keep the order.
Okay.
So that would be me picking first.
Yeah, it comes back to you with the serpentine. Yep.
You know what? Let's. My next pick would have probably been another forward. Which we're getting kind of slim.
Yeah, that's the real slim pickings.
You know, so, man. Delpy?
Okay. I'm
Ontario.
So I will choose for this unnamed, we're calling him the 3 in the box, Bodie McBoatface or something like that. We'll go with Mike Riley. What the heck?
Oh, that's a good pick. That's a solid pick, 3ITB. And for my pick, I mean...
Teamy McTeamface.
Yeah, we're going to have to go with homie McHomeboy, Jordan Schroeder.
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 It is spelled Schroeder, though.
Yeah, just like peanuts, man.
Yeah.
Hometown.
Exactly. All right,
so we now have 2 forwards and a D.
So...
we need at least one more forward.
We might as well grab a D. Between Follin and Prosser, who are we picking as a second D-man?
We could go Homer, or we could go with the Swede.
Let's go Homer.
We'll go Homer.
All right.
Yeah, Prosser.
Let's go Homer.
This is the home team.
Yeah, except for Dalpy, who's not. But and then do we finish it off with Curtis Gabriel then, or do we hope that
Ack is
Ryan Carter works out as a PTO and name him the 5th and final member of Teamy McTeamface.
Well, you know he's not on the roster as of yet, according to the Minnesota Wild website,
right,
which is what we're basing our players off mm-hmm. of. So I say we go with Curtis Gabriel.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
How you feel, Jav?
Sure, Peter Gabriel.
Sledgehammer!
Yeah.
All right, so there's our 4 teams.
All right. So let's
if
just...
If any of us get beat by...
We'll do a quick review of the teams. We'll just say each other's... I will say my team... Kenny,
sure.
You say, okay. So I've got Mikael Granlund, Jason Pominville, Eric Staal, Jared Spurgeon, and Ryan Suter. Kenny.
I have Eric Halla, Mikko Koivu, Nino Niederreiter, Marco Scandella, and Jonas Brodin.
Jive.
And for Team Jive, for the 2016-2017 3 in the box power play.
Power
league.
Play.
We've got CC Charlie Coyle.
Whoop Charlie. His ass, Charlie.
Charlie.
Charlie, whoop his ass.
And starting on the wing, we've got left winger Zach Parise. My hockey announcer voice is not very good, is it?
No. Shouldn't work at a strip club either.
Oh, dang. Okay. Coming in hot, we got Chris Stewart. And then rounding out the forwards.
We need some delay.
Stewart. Rounding out our forwards, we've got Jason Zucker. And bringing up the defensive core.
Bringing up the D.
With a huge shot, Matt Dumba.
I could even drag that out a little bit longer. Okay, do we have anything else to talk about, or are we going to cut this little episode 105 in the bag?
in the bag.
Three in the
three
bag.
Three in the bag.
Three in the bag. It's better than three in the can.
Yeah, I think that's definitely material to wrap it up.
All right. Well, we'll forego the normal outro because this is a wham bam thank you ma'am episode, and stay tuned. We'll be doing another episode before too long here because the season's right around the corner. We'll probably talk about how the World Cup of Hockey ends up and
our top 33 roundup.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Make sure you keep watching that coming out on the interwebs, 3inthebox.com.
Yeah, yeah. So, thanks, everyone.
Follow us on Twitter.